man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
We've got a couple callers. Let me not make you callers wait any longer, but I want to get back to Professor Tim Grossclose, no, Professor John Ellis of UC Santa Cruz. And boy, I'm reading from the introduction to the book. You're going to love this. Let's go to a few callers first, and we're going to go to in order, Pat in Fort Worth, Dr. Kelly in California, and Laura in Michigan. So hang on, all three of you. Pat, you're first. What's on your mind?
Could I hang over till the next hour?
Sure. Just hang on. Right. Let's go. If your ear can take it, just put an ice pack on the cauliflower ear and change your ear from time to time. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California.
Well, thanks, Kelso. Really appreciate your show. And I hope that there is a holistic veterinarian that would call in to confirm with some info. Again, I found a coronavirus vaccine for dogs back in 2005-06 on a flyer that I have from the San Bernardino Humane Society. And just wanted to hear what their input would be on the whole coronavirus thing.
Now, one of the fallacies, yes, and I came up with this. I was talking with family members who were frightened by Dr. Fauchenstein that, you know, oh my gosh, this is more than the flu. This is way, way worse. Okay, so they've been frightened into a panic. They've also been lied to and convinced that, we're waiting for the vaccine to cure it. And I said, wait a minute. These are family members that are just as old as I am. Do you remember a vaccine that cured anything? Vaccines don't cure anything. The idea behind a vaccine is that it exposes you. This is interesting, the hypocrisy of these vaccinators who don't want anybody to be exposed to the virus. Oh, no, we put on your mask, hide in the bathroom, put a towel under the door, wet the towel, breathe very lightly. Don't breathe deeply. You don't want to be exposed to the virus. Well, wait a minute. The whole theory behind vaccination, the part of it that has scientific validity, some, is that if you expose somebody, this goes all the way back to cowpox and so on. If you expose somebody to a virus in a very light exposure or a very attenuated form, that then triggers the immune response of your immune system, which is your only defense, folks. It triggers your immune system in advance, and so that you're ready. If you get a full dose of the virus, your system is ready to go. The troops are lined up at the ramparts, and you're defended. That's the whole idea of a vaccine. Now, there's a whole lot of other things going on with modern vaccines that we'll talk about some other time that are really nasty. But the a vaccine is not a cure. If you have an illness, the vaccine doesn't cure you. You already have the illness. So they're lying to them that the vaccine is a cure. And then the next thing they say, and we're waiting for a cure. Dr. Fauchenstein is saying he's waiting for a cure. Well, folks, if you've ever heard of a cure for a virus, call me, call the station right now, because that's news to the rest of the scientific world. There aren't cures for the flu. There's no such thing. I've never heard of such a thing. I've been around for 72 years. Nobody ever told me, hey, go down to the drugstore and get a bottle of flu cure. No.
I've got a great story.
Hang on, Dr. Kelly, because okay. I want to complete this thought. So, we're being hosed, folks. The only defense you have against a flu or any virus is your immune system. And the idea of herd immunity, what the Swedes have done in Sweden, more or less, and is that every year when a flu arrives on schedule, flus come every year, with the cold season, the cold weather, which flu virus like. They don't like heat. They don't like light. So when the flu season arrives, if enough people, the only way, this was Dr. Knut Witkowski who told us this from the Rockefeller University. He was the head of a department there, now retired, but he was the head of a department for 20 years. He said the only way, the only cure for a respiratory virus is herd immunity, period. Very simple, not complex. What is herd immunity? That is when enough people have been exposed to the virus, not kept away from it, not socially distanced, exposed to the virus, which people used to commonly do. They would expose themselves to that year's virus to gain immunity. Enough people have been exposed, preferably the children, because they're not affected by these viruses. Their immune systems are so strong, they don't even notice it. But by getting a huge cohort of the population now immune, their immune system having built the defenses, the transmission path of the virus is broken. If you have a large enough percentage of your population that's immune, and then that virus is over, it's done. And it just goes about its business of mutating and vanishing into the ozone with mutations until it's harmless. And that's what's happened to every virus for the 50,000 years or more that we've been here. We've been through 50,000 flu seasons. So so the Swedes now, they didn't shut down their economy. Saab and Volvo are just doing fine. They didn't close their factories. They're not freaking out. They're not depressed. They're not panicked. And their deaths, how many deaths have they had? Exactly right now, if we believe the numbers, which I don't believe, I think the numbers are much better than this. But Belgium, which went into a lockdown, has had now twice as many deaths as Sweden, which didn't lock down. So Belgium tanked their economy, tanked their schools, tanked their colleges, which actually, per our earlier discussion, might actually been a benefit. but that aside, they tanked their society in order to accomplish what? To have twice as many deaths, and Belgium is the exact same population as Sweden, 11 million people. In order to get twice as many dead people, they tanked their economy. That's what I call dumb. And that's where we all got hosed. And only Sweden, all by their lonesome, for a variety of reasons, they decided not to shut down their economy, not to socially distance, not to put masks on everybody. And they just said, okay, we've got the flu and we'll deal with it the way we have for 50,000 years. We'll do it again. Play it again, Sam. We got a flu. Anyway, so Dr. Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, so I went to see my mentor doctor because I'm an actual doctor who's actually treated patients. And the good news is I can talk about my stories, and not goof up anybody's confidentiality except my own. I was treated in 2012-13 for something that happened when I was 6 months of age. And this was back, 7-8 years ago. And I'm looking through my baby book, and I actually had the flu when I was 6 months old. And at the age of 49 or 50, my mentor, because he knew how to ask my body, was able to fix it. And pretty cool, been fixed for much more serious of a virus than the corona, quote unquote. And I may have been exposed, and I got sore eyeballs and sore muscles for a day, but I have an extremely powerful immune system because I take care of it. And it's just,
well,
the
yes,
body's an amazing creation invention, and
yes,
our nervous system is sort of a fixed immune system, and our immune system is sort of a roving nervous system, if you will, and we actually make antibodies for multiple sclerosis in our small intestine.
Yes, and let me give the general picture here, which is that, and thank you for mentioning all of this, Dr. Kelly, the folks, without your immune system, you have a miracle. Just as Donald Trump is a miracle, your immune system, folks, is a miracle. And it's the only reason you stay alive for even one day. If you were to be without an immune system for 24 hours, you would be dead. Because it is a constant defense against billions upon billions of invaders. And it's not the bubonic plague. All kinds of things that your body doesn't want multiplying in your bloodstream or your interstitial fluids. And your immune system, I'm 99% of you already know this, is constantly defending you. It's what prevents you from getting symptoms. It's what heals you if you do get symptoms. And the catch with all of these people, it's turning out that 43% of all of the people that died were on average 80 years old, average median age, 80 years old, and 43% of them were in assisted living facilities. And they were not protected or isolated. They were people with multiple lethal conditions before the Kung Flu, I'll use the official medical terminology, the Kung Flu knocked on our door. And thank you very much, Red China, Communist Party of Red China. We still don't know what actually really happened there. Will the communists ever tell the truth? No. So presume the worst. Because these are killers, and they want you dead, and they want your society dead, and they want Donald Trump gone. The number, if Xi Jinping, what does he dream of at night? What is his fondest dream? I know what it is. The disappearance of Donald Trump, the crushing of Donald Trump, who is his number one enemy. Donald Trump is the guy who nailed Xi Jinping, the Communist Party of China. He nailed them all in their criminality and their viciousness. Now, the president does it in a way that's smart. He doesn't talk the way I do, blowing it out of every orifice and, screaming and stuff. The president, I can do that because I'm a nobody on the radio, and that's fun for us. But the president does it the right way. So when you listen to the president go, Kelso, you said Donald Trump hates Xi Jinping. I just heard him say, my good friend Xi Jinping. Yes, of course he said that. He also said, my good friend Kim Jong-un. You think Donald Trump likes Kim Jong-un? Come on, how naive are you? Don't, please tell me you're smarter than that. So the president is the president of the United States. He has to say, my distinguished, just the way in collegial etiquette in Congress, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is obligated to say, my esteemed colleague, Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer. He doesn't esteem Chuck Schumer. He hates his guts. But at a certain level, you have to use some etiquette as a formality. So Donald Trump has taken the Chinese, the red Chinese, not the Chinese people, the red Chinese to the cleaner. And by the way, when Donald Trump does that, he's helping the Chinese. If you're a Chinese guy or gal, what do you need more than anything else? So let's just change your name to Sheng Wao from John Smith, and you live in Shaanxi or someplace in China, making stuff up. What do you need more than anything else in the world right now? You need Xi Jinping and his fellow bastards of the Communist Party to be overthrown. Now. By any means, overthrown. You need that government toppled. You need that dictatorship. You need that block chairman who supervises your life and your family and supervises how many children your wife can have and whether she's going to have an abortion, etc. And can compel that abortion if they want to. And anything else, thought control over you and your whole family. You need that system overthrown. Your best chance at achieving that is named the best friend any Chinaman has or any China woman is Donald, big bad Donald John Trump. And so there you go. And yes, the coronavirus, I just got a call from a listener who said that a statement just went out from that the coronavirus is a, well, I'll get to it in a future show. Now, Dr. Kelly, let me read something out of this book by this incredible Professor John Ellis of UC Santa Cruz, who I think, what was his credential? It included, I think he's the chairman of the Association of Scholars in, is it California or is it the whole U.S.? Anyway, I'm going to get to it in just a moment. But Dr. Kelly, as always, thank you. And I got to take one more call. I think I lost it. I lost that call. Engineer, have I got another call? Laura in Michigan. Laura, are you there? Are you there, Laura?
Listen to the Master Survivor show on RBN at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday mornings.
No, what's the gem that you got?
He uses half of his show to talk about all these good things that Donald Trump is doing. He's amazing.
Yes.
He's amazing. And the next couple of weeks, he's going to bring on the people where he's getting the information. So you have heard it?
Yes, and that is a very worthy undertaking to list. There's not enough time on the radio. If you just do nonstop listing the great things that this president has done, you can't even scratch the surface. It's so amazing. So I heartily endorse that. That's wonderful. Let me ask you, Laura, have you yet had
about?
Yeah,
are things
you
the general public
yet?
Doesn't know.
Let me ask you a couple questions. A, have you had a chance to go to a Trump rally?
No, I have not.
Okay, all right. May a Trump rally come near you soon. And then the next question, if this is too personal, just say ask me another question. Do you know anybody who's had, or yourself, who's had the Kung Flu?
Yeah, my son's friend had it, but he got over it like in 4 days.
There you go, folks.
At all.
So here's a listener. You're Laura, you get a Cupid doll. You get a prize. You're our first listener who knows somebody who got the Kung Flu, and you say they got over it in 4 days.
Yep.
Sounds like any flu any of us is. Yep, it sounds like any flu I've ever had. And so there you go. And Laura, the left has used that flu to scare the dickens out of not you, not me, and not the listeners to this show, but millions of Americans right now are terrified of something they don't need to be terrified of.
Right. In fact, I'm in quarantine
that's a bad
right
state.
Now
Remember,
because
Donald,
I wouldn't take the test.
But what are you saying about the test?
I wouldn't take the test, the COVID test.
No, same with
so
me.
I'm in quarantine
and the reason
right
is,
now.
Why not take the, you know, that's another piece of BS that we've been fed, folks, is that somehow testing.
That's
oh,
right.
We need testing. Oh, testing. First of all,
right.
A test is
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but here's what you do when you take the test. You just, and let's say your test comes back positive, and there are lots of false positives. You just got tested in an official site with an official mandated reporter who now has to report that you are coronavirus positive. So guess what? That goes to your employer or to your school, and you're now out of luck. All right. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, Laura. We'll be right back, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big John, Donald John Trump, that is. Let me mention this on the last thing. Hey, listen, folks, not offering medical advice here. I don't want to take a Kung Flu test, but if you do, by all means, go ahead and do it. And I don't want to take one. You take one if you want to take it, if you think it's going to do you some good. The rest of the world, well, by the way, notice this. This is another thing I haven't mentioned here. Look at the Kung Flu statistics for all the European countries, every single one of them: Germany, France, Spain, Great Britain, the Netherlands, Belgium, all of them. The virus peaked, just like any virus, like our caller said, her son's friend had the flu for 4 days, was sick for 4 days. The virus washes through the population, as the president said. Very good terminology. It washes through the population very quickly and washes out. It's gone very quickly. And when it's gone very quickly, completely gone. And you look at the graphs of every European country, they are now at basically zero new cases every day. I mean, 0, 10, 20, 50, tiny numbers in nations of 60 million people. It's gone. The virus is gone from Europe. That is the nations I mentioned: Italy, France, Spain, Netherlands, Belgium, Western Europe, Great Britain, Ireland. Okay. But look at the U.S. graph. They're screwing with the U.S. graph. The U.S. graph went up just like our European cousins, but they're not letting it go down. They're holding the damn thing up. Look at the graph. It went up to the peak, and it never came down. So what they're doing is, this is what the constant testing, 25 million and more plus tests, endless millions of tests. That's their way of cooking up the appearance of more cases. It's just people who had the flu, as all so many of us do in any flu season, and don't even know it. But if you tested every single person, you'd find out all those millions of people who were exposed to the flu, contracted the flu, and didn't even know it. It was that mild an illness. But you'd have the appearance of, oh my gosh, we tested 320 million Americans, and if a third of us had the flu, we had a whopping more than 100 million bubonic plague cases. We had more flu than the whole rest of the world put together. Well, yeah, that's because they weren't such dumbasses that they didn't test everybody. They tested as needed. If somebody was sick and it looked like they got a bad flu, give them a test. And then you're done with it. By the way, all you people that believe that, you know, wow, testing's, that's the thing. Get a test. I need a test. I'm going to go sit in a parking lot, sit in the hot sun in my car for 4 hours while I wait to have somebody stick a nose swab up into my pharynx so I can, wow, now I've been tested. Okay, and then you find out, I had a friend who just did that, and it took about 4 days, and he was informed he didn't have the flu. But guess what, folks? Guess what? After you get your test result that says you didn't have the flu, guess what? Did you come in contact with anybody in the next 24 hours? Did you come closer than 6 feet? Did you get anywhere near anybody? Were you in a room where other people were breathing? Did you touch a surface that other people had touched? Well, you better get your test again, because you're not current. You got tested on Monday, but hey, buddy, it's Tuesday now. You better get, wait a minute. You got the test on Tuesday? Oh, okay. Well, it's Wednesday now. You better get tested again. You better get tested every day. For how long? Oh, how about forever? You know, that virus, it could be out there somewhere. It could. You better get. And how about for the flu, last year's flu, and the year before that, and the year for me, 72 different flus. I need to be tested for all 72 flus every day, or I'm not safe. And I need all those cures that they came up for all those 72 flus that have occurred during my lifetime. And more than that, there are more than one per year. So I need to be taking the cures for all 72 of those flus every month? Oh, wait a minute. There aren't any cures for any flus. Nobody's ever had a cure for any flu. Okay, so I can't take those. Ah, oh, good. Glad to hear that. Especially if that involves sticking a 4-inch needle in my ass or somewhere else in my body. We'll be right back. And I'll go back to, this guy, Dr. John Ellis, Breakdown of Higher Education. You want to hear this. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Here, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black. I ain't a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah, here we are up here in North Dakota doing our thing. Gee whiz, I just placed my order. I just bought Left Turn. Let me remember these names. These are new heroes for me, and I'm very pleased to bring these names to you. And I'm very thankful to Mark Levin for bringing them to me. And Tim Grossclose, I just ordered his book, and John Ellis, I just ordered his book, UCLA for Grossclose and UC Santa Cruz for Ellis, and these the last two right wingers in the American university system. But those books are coming to me. I'll read them. I'm going to give them to my kids to read, because I want my kids, elementary and secondary school respectively, I want them to know, I want them to be alert to the fact, and Ellis and Grossclose just mentioned this, that this is not just happening in the university. It's the corruption is percolating down all the way to preschool. So you want to keep the you want to inoculate your kids against without a vaccine, inoculate them by herd immunity. That we're the herd, you out there, you're the herd, and we're all going to become aware. We're going to get exposed to facts and to truth from Gross, Close, and Ellis. And once we're exposed to the facts and the truth, we're going to be immune from the lies. How about them apples? I like that. All right. Let's see. Let me go to his book here and read to you. This guy is so darn brilliant. Here it is. The Breakdown of Higher Education. Here's what he writes. This is Dr. Tim Ellis, and he's John Ellis. It take me a while to get really comfortable with these names. They're new to me. Let me get my screen closer so I can get up close to the microphone and really make this sound good for you. He says, he's talking about the brainwashed students that we see out in the streets in these riots. Today's students must have gotten those resolutely closed minds from somewhere. These are your kids and mine. These are America's parents' kids from somewhere. And it's not hard to figure out the most likely source. Their teachers. Their teachers. I'm going to do something right now. I'm guilty of this, doing stuff on the fly. okay. I'll come right back to what we're doing here. They're teachers. Oh. Let's see what we can get here. Hang on. I know Kelso makes you wait sometimes. What's coming? I don't know. Something's happening.
Thank you. God, tell a letter.
Oh, yeah. These guys could play guitar. Now let's go forward a little bit forward. You're going to remember this. Here we go.
Don't need no education.
We don't need that kind of education.
We don't need no thought control.
Thought control. No thanks.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Teach to leave them kids alone.
Yeah.
Hey, teacher.
Leave them kids alone. Damn, yes.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Boy, they got it.
We don't need no education.
If you don't need Jimmy, you can't have any pudding.
We don't need no control.
How can you have any pudding if you don't need Jimmy?
The dogs are handsome in the classroom.
Oh, I don't think they knew when Pink Floyd wrote this song. I don't think they knew how good their song was. This is an anthem for our time. Teacher, leave those kids alone. And, you know, when they wrote it, it wasn't as bad as it is now. But this is wonderful. Sometime I'll share with you the story of how this song got recorded. And those are real kids at a real school, children's school choir that they brought in from across the street to add to their song. What a winner. My gosh. Okay, so let's go back to the breakdown, and I'll read this to you. So where did they get it? They got it from their teachers. And indeed, a series of parallel campus incidents involving mainly faculty and administration supports this conclusion. These incidents leave no room for doubt as to the real source of the problem. Yes, the teachers. Let me read you another paragraph from this guy's brilliant book. Before we reach any overall judgment of these events, we need to ask the riots and so on, who is really doing this? In the aftermath of the riot at UC Berkeley, some attempted to blame agitators from off campus. But the repetition of such incidents on one campus after another soon destroyed that particular excuse. Students are usually found to be on the front lines, which has led to an assumption that it's mostly a matter of inexperienced young people acting up. But students who were behaving badly on their own account would soon have been set straight by faculty and administration, and order would quickly have been restored. Pushback from those quarters is generally notable for its absence, however. If and when there is any at all, it is usually late and minimal. Moreover, students were just as young and inexperienced 50 years ago. You know, when John Ellis was 18, and he was 18 just like you and just like me. And they didn't show this appalling close-mindedness then. So what changed, ladies and gentlemen? The teachers. And they haven't been leaving those kids alone. This guy nails it in this book, and his 50 plus years of experience all comes to bear here. You can't, he's been there, he's witnessed it. I know what he's talking about here. And so do all of you that are that age. And he says, I'll just give you another sentence. He says, The assault on free expression in the public sphere is best regarded as a relatively superficial symptom of much larger problems that need to be understood and dealt with before we will ever be able to restore general respect for freedom of speech on the campuses. We cannot understand the nature of the sickness until we ask, why is free speech constantly under threat on the campuses? Why do shoutdowns and near riots now occur with such regularity? These questions lead to the broader subject of how higher education has been so thoroughly corrupted and diverted from its real purpose. And then there's a great sentence in here. I have to find it for you. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see here. What these recent campus episodes demonstrate is that advocacy has now replaced analysis as the central concern of the campuses. And not just advocacy or spirited advocacy. Campus political advocacy is more than passionate. It is ferocious. It has no time for quibbles about pros and cons of different viewpoints, but aims to stamp out all opposition to a campus orthodoxy. It is completely closed-minded and intolerant and vicious toward those who disagree. And then he says, a common defense of these highly unpleasant campus incidents is that they are isolated cases, not representative of higher education in general. That defense no longer works when it's clear that the same thing is happening all across the country, in public institutions as well as private ones, in small liberal arts colleges, just as in large research-oriented campuses, in fairly obscure institutions, just as in the nation's most prestigious campuses. It's no longer possible to deny that we are dealing with a pervasive nationwide campus culture. Anyway, so he's got this, there are many brilliant, I was just reading it, I'm skipping some brilliant sentences, but I wanted to bring these two books to you. Left Turn by Professor Tim Grossclose of UCLA, and I just bought the books, so pretty soon I'll be able to remember their titles. I'll have them on the table right in front of me. The Breakdown of Higher Education by John M. Ellis of UC Santa Cruz. Oh, boy. And Mark Levin, he is on fire. Mark Levin is a deep thinker, an attorney. He's one of the good ones. He would have made a great choice for Attorney General by Donald Trump, but I'll take Bill Barr, and I'm sure Mark Levin would take Bill Barr too. But we need Mark Levin. He has the most successful Sunday cable show in the world, in the universe. Hey, nobody's called me yet to tell me whether the speed of light, that light takes 150,000 years to cross our galaxy. I'm looking for that Kepler out there, an astronomer who's got all these facts. My 8-year-old told me that. All right, let's go to the president himself. Any Donald Trump phenomenon show that doesn't refer back to our leader is really remiss. So here's one he's put up at the top. Let's see. There's so many. He's got a lot of these humorous ones about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's screw-ups. He's got great graphics, which I can't share with you. Here's a visual. I can describe it to you. This is the president arriving in Wisconsin. Remember, he went to a shipyard there, I guess probably on Lake Michigan, to talk to people at a shipyard building a new Navy ship. And his motorcade is going along slowly. And I love how this is happening. I've been alongside presidential motorcades. And normally, like I was right next to one with George W. Bush in it in Palm Beach, Florida. They were moving at like 60 miles an hour. They were not going to slow down. Here's the president's motorcade going quite slowly. And the president's clearly directing the driver to steer. And he's waving to thousands upon thousands of Trump supporters in Wisconsin, lining the streets on both sides. Many, many thousands of people. All they got was, you know, the president's going to be in town today. And here they are. Somehow they were informed of the presidential route, which is a risk. The president's taking a risk when he tells people, I'm going to be driving this route. But he's taking that risk for you, folks. He wants you to see your president. He's not hiding like Joe Biden. Beautiful. So I just told you what that showed. And I've seen that up close and personal. I've been on the side of the road when that Donald Trump and his motorcade drove by and he waved. You can see into the presidential car. Let's see what else he's tweeting here. The vast silent majority, he tweets 9 hours ago, is alive and well. We will win this election big. Nobody wants a low IQ person in charge of our country. And sleepy Joe Biden is definitely a low IQ person. I love that. Tell us what you really think about Joe Biden, Mr. President. let's see here. I'll be ringing the Liberty Bell again here right after this break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Yeah, I don't want no
one little tiny segment left, and then we're out of time, so I want to give you something, a high note. This is great. I love this. The president tweets 9 hours ago. I am loving this. He's got a whole bunch of wanted posters. I mean, really, you know, official Capitol Park Police wanted posters for Serious Crimes Unit, Investigation Unit, with pictures. He's got great pictures. The police have great pictures of all these punks, these left-wing pukes and punks defiling our country. Here's what the president tweets 9 hours ago. Since imposing a very powerful 10-year prison sentence on those that vandalize monuments, statues, etc., with many people being arrested all over our country, the vandalism has completely stopped. Thank you. Let that sink in, folks. The president, in other words, has federal police all over America and all other kinds of police departments. Wanted posters up all over America. Crime investigation units all over America. And they've got this great video and these great photos that they're sharing of the punks who are trying to tear down our country. And guess what? The president's going to put them in jail. Not for 10 minutes, not for 10 days, 10 years. And guess what? When these punks face 10 years, oh, they're back with mommy. I am loving it. And all these puke governors and these puke mayors and chiefs of police in the puke ones in the puke cities and these puke district attorneys and prosecutors, they all look like the pukes that they are. Thank you, Mr. President. With one stroke of the pen, our great president has shut these creeps down. I am loving it. That made my day. That we started out with that great girl with her statement that you're I'm done with your BS. That was great. That was from a presidential tweet. And now this one. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. And there's so many tweets. I didn't even scratch the surface here. There's so many great tweets in here. But that was fun today. We got a couple good books under our belt. I've ordered those books. I'll share them with you on these airwaves. And I'll see if Mark Levin's got more of a show today. Of course he will. So we'll see if he develops this topic further or what the deal is there here on this Sunday. We'll meet up again tomorrow, our usual time, 9 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, here in the Trump Clubhouse. Saturday we take off, and Sunday we're here from 4 to 6. I had fun. I hope you did. Thank you for calling in. And, wow. Mount Rushmore on July 4th? Let's see what turns up. I might go. See you all tomorrow night.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.